Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the 21st week after the Sunday of Trinity Tuesday. Our scripture reading comes from John's Gospel, chapter 20, verses 26 through 29. 8 days later, his disciples were inside again and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Our scripture lesson comes from John chapter 4, verses 48. Jesus therefore said to him, "Unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe." We have mentioned the outstanding faith of this royal official and pointed out that Jesus was pleased with his faith. How does this agree with what we read here? If his faith and confidence brought this official to Jesus, why does Jesus now say to him, "Unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe"? He wants to show this man that his faith is not yet strong enough. He still wants to see and experience the presence of Christ. Christ also reprimanded his disciples in the ship when the storm came upon them, saying, "Why are you afraid, O men of little faith?" from Matthew 8:26. It is as though he meant to say to them, "Where is your faith now?" Therefore, no matter how good and upright faith is, it is bound to fall short in a moment of crisis if it is not exercised and developed. You must never think that it is enough to begin to believe. You must always exercise a very watchful care to remain established in faith, otherwise it will decline. You must take precautions to retain the treasure which you have obtained. The devil is always using his cunning and power to tear this treasure from your heart. The increase of faith is as strong as its beginning and probably even stronger. But it is all God's work. Like infant milk, faith at first is sweet and small. When some real blasts arise and assail faith, God must strengthen it. Otherwise, it will not stand up to the blows. It is Christ's intention here to strengthen this official's faith with the remark, "Unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe." Let us pray. Strengthen our faith, O Lord, so that with our whole heart we trust in the promises and assurances of your word and saving gospel in and through our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Visit ambassadorpublications.org to purchase the print edition of this devotional. The Luther for the Busy Man podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Visit lutherforthebusyman.org to receive each day's devotion in your inbox. And go to flbc.edu for the latest from the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary. Start here, go anywhere, grounded in God's Word.